This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, and we went through some practical things as far as different things you could make. I hope that's working. I hope you're doing your one push-up a day, reading your one scripture a day, praying your 1 minute a day, and I believe that you're being successful at it. Now, we started to get into last time about the way the kingdom of God operates, and because it is my hope that one of the things that you've made a choice to change this year is to cooperate more with Jesus, right? Because ultimately, that's going to give you the best life possible, all right? Also, don't forget, we've got some free offers. If you want some how to pray to find out the will of God for your life and praying for the will of God over your loved ones' lives, you can contact us at connect@KurtOwen.com or just go to KurtOwen.com and shoot us an email, and we'll send those to you absolutely free. Now, again, we've begun to look at this parable here because really, if you don't understand this and you're looking for change from the Lord and you don't get this, you are going to be frustrated. Okay, there is no other way around it, because there is a way that God brings forth change, and so often people won't cooperate with his method of change. Now, and we're going to get into this today. Let's go ahead and we're going to look at Mark chapter 4 once again. And if you've missed any of these, you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and they're absolutely free. You can catch up in any of these things. You listen to them over and over again. Make these a part of your life. And again, let me say this about this parable. This and one other parable are, to me, the most important things in my life, that if things aren't working, this is what I go back to, just like I said yesterday, all right? And let's look at this why. Now, we'll start here in verse 3. He said, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, because it had no root. It withered away. And some seed fell on thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground, and yielded a crop, and that sprang up and increased and produced some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. In other words, great change came forth. There was actually different results showing up. You actually got a crop. That's increase, okay? And you need increase in your life, increase in every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Now, he goes on here and he says, and it talks about, but when those, let's skip that part and jump down to this, and then we'll go back to that in a minute. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. Now, this is what we really need to major on today. First off, this is the importance of this parable to Jesus. If you don't understand this, you're not going to understand anything I'm saying. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be aggravated. You're going to wonder why this, why that. In other words, you're just not going to get it, all right? And a lot of times people have not majored on this parable, so they read things in the Word or they're believing for things from God, and they're not seeing them because they don't get this, okay? If you don't understand this, you're not going to understand anything. And then he goes into this, the sower sows the word. Okay, let's look at it from this perspective. If God wants you to have a crop in your life, which would be change, if God wants you to produce fruit, now, and there to be fruit produced in your life, right? Then the way he's going to produce fruit in your life is he's going to ask you, he's going to sow the word to you, and he's going to expect for you to sow the word into yourself. And if you really want to have a fruitful life, it's going to require sowing the word, okay? Now, whatever change it might happen to be, you know, a lot of times people don't realize this. Let's see if I can find it right quick. Go with me to Matthew chapter, I think it's 8. Might be John chapter 8. It's John chapter 8. Now, what we're going to see here, and he's talking his disciples, right? And he says, let's see. You know what? I'm having trouble finding it. For the sake of time, I'll find it for tomorrow. But he says this. He says, if you continue in my word, you will be disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Here in John 8:31, then he said to those Jews who believed. Now, he's talking to believers, right? So they already believe. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Okay, disciple means disciplined one. So what is he saying here? If you truly want to be one of my disciplined ones, you're going to have to abide in my word. What is he saying about that? He says, do you want discipline in your life? Do you want to be able to follow me and hold my things? You got to sow the word into you. If you want to truly be one of my disciples, you've got to sow the word down on the inside of you. If you will abide in my word, what does that mean? If you are continually sowing the word of God down on the inside of you, then you will be my disciple indeed. If you do not sow that word, you are not going to be a disciple. Now, I think what's interesting about this is the fact he's talking to people who already believe. Every disciple is a believer, but not every believer is a disciple. And we are not called just to be believers. We are called to be disciples. Now, I don't know about you, but there are certain areas of my life that wasn't that disciplined in. And so you ask, well, how am I ever going to change? How am I ever going to get to where I can follow Jesus? Abide in his word. That word will change you. That word will provide you the strength to become a disciplined one, okay? The sower sows the word. People say, well, God wants me to be his disciple, and I just don't know how. Sure you do. You sow the word, okay? God wants me to prosper, but I don't know how. Sure you do. You sow the word. God wants me healed, but I don't know how. Sure you do. Sow the word. God wants me to live in peace, but I don't know how. Sure you do. Sow the word. Now see, in each of those areas, and we could say this about anything else, but in each of those areas, people, they pray about those things. They pray about their finances. They pray about their health, right? They pray about their peace, but they don't do the very thing that Jesus said it took to actually bring those things about, which is to sow the word. And so now people get frustrated. Well, I've been praying and I've been seeking God. Have you been spending time in his word in regards to those subjects? No, I don't have time for that. Then I don't understand why you're expecting a harvest for seed you have not sown. Well, I want great change. Good news. Jesus wants great change for you as well. But you want to know how he does it? He sows the word. He sows the word. When God wants to bring change to your life, he gives you his word. That's the way it starts. And a lot of times people say, listen, I need a van, right? I don't need his word. The word brings the van. You keep talking to the Lord about your van, and he keeps talking to you about the word. You talk about the van, he talks about the word, and it seems like you all are you're not connecting, but you actually are, because in God's heart and God's mind, the word will bring the van. And I don't know why I'm talking about a van, but I believe, you know, because I'm not believing for a van, I'm believing for an SUV because we need it to haul equipment and a bunch of different stuff. So I'm not believing for a van, but somebody out there is dealing with this. But it could be anything. I keep talking to God about cancer that's trying to attack my body because it's not your cancer. Your cancer was paid for by Jesus. Jesus bore your sicknesses and carried your pains. So if you're dealing with cancer, it's not your cancer because Jesus took your cancer. It's just something else the devil's trying to sell you that you'd be wise to say no to. So here's the thing. I keep talking to him about this cancer, and he keeps giving me his word. He keeps saying, by his stripes I was healed. But that's not what I need. I need for my cells to change. No, he's giving you the thing that produces a harvest. He's sowing the word into you, and it's going to bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And you're getting aggravated because you're praying, you're fasting, you're doing all, so, you know, some of you are giving, you're believing for financial increase, and you're giving. Listen, you can write checks all day, every day, and it'll never grow a money tree. When we ask you to give each week, that's the reason we teach you a little bit from the word in regards to it, because it's the word that will cause the financial seed that you have sown to produce. But if you just write checks and do nothing with the word, you can't be surprised if you don't have a harvest. It's the same way. I can pray, and if I don't do anything with the word, I can't be surprised when I'm not receiving what I prayed for, since when the way that God answers prayer, first and foremost, is to sow his word. I don't have time to do that. Well, then you're not. Don't be surprised when you don't get a harvest, and don't blame God for you not having a harvest, because he's told you how the entire kingdom of God operates. He sows the word. He sows the seed of the word of God, and that will bring everything that you need. I don't know what you're going through, but I'm telling you the answer to your crisis. Sow the word. Sow the word, and it will begin to produce 100 fold. Listen to Michael. He's got some important announcements for you. We'll be right back. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well,